Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Actual questioning of potential jurors in the murder trial of a former Dallas police officer, Amber Geiger, begins today. KRLD's LP Phillips has our top story.
Thousands of potential jurors were summoned. A couple hundred showed up a week ago and filled out the questionnaires. Most of the questions were general. Have they served on a jury in the last 6 months? Are they caregivers? Today is when attorneys can drill down and question individual jurors in the process known as voir dire. The biggest question is, can they find a jury that could be fair and impartial, setting aside pretrial publicity? The defense has suggested it will not be possible and has asked that the trial be moved. Judge Tammy Kemp wants to give the jury selection process in Dallas County a try first, then consider other options if they cannot find a jury. The goal is to have everyone seated by the end of the business day. Geiger's accused of shooting Botham Jean in his apartment. Testimony is to start a week from Monday. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas firefighters have discovered one person dead inside a burning home in South Dallas this morning. Now investigators trying to figure out how that person died.
Just after 3:30 this morning, 911 calls alerted firefighters that a home was on fire on Elsie Faye Higgins near 2nd Avenue, roughly a mile from Fair Park. The fire was very far along when fire crews pulled up, so the home is heavily damaged. Inside, they found a person already dead, but it will take some investigating to confirm if the fire was the cause of death. The cause of the fire itself is not clear. The flames seemed really heavy at the front of the home, but it's impossible to say yet if that's where the fire started. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas mother is demanding answers after her 5-year-old daughter walked out of school and no one noticed. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has the story.
Alicia attends kindergarten at Highland Meadows Elementary School. Last Thursday, she walked out of school and walked 2 blocks to her house, crossing a busy street in the process. Her mother, Jennifer Castaneda, tells NBC 5 it seemed like an eternity.
She was just gone for 20 minutes, but, you know, 20 minutes, it's a lot to me.
Apparently, Alicia had an accident after her teacher didn't notice her raising her hand to use the bathroom. Embarrassed, she walked home to change her clothes. Her mother rushed home and brought her back to school a short time later. In a statement, the Dallas ISD calls it a breakdown in protocol and will review its procedures to ensure that it doesn't happen again. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, following Arlington's lead, Denton police are now rolling out their new policy for reporting hate crimes. The idea to encourage people to report hate incidents that may not rise to a criminal act. KRLD legal analyst Ed Klein says it's a product of mass shootings and the red flag mentality.
They're trying to field, you know, more of these things at the outset rather than at the end of it.
He says it's still up to a court to determine if it's free speech or something criminal. And you might want to take a few minutes tonight to step outside and check out the full moon. KRLD's Chris Summers says you may not see another one like it.
Oh, you crazy moon, look what you've done.
Tonight's full moon will be the first to appear on a Friday the 13th since October 2000, and it will be the last such occurrence until August of 2049. You'd think it would happen more often, but the Farmer's Almanac says a full moon on Friday the 13th comes around every 20 years or so. This is also the harvest moon, and it will even be a micro moon, appearing about 14% smaller because of its distance from Earth.
A Houston police officer just recovering in the hospital this morning after being shot by a suspected carjacker. The suspect is dead. Last night, 4 men carjacked a driver who'd stopped for gas. That's how it started.
A 2003 Chevy Tahoe was taken at gunpoint. Units responded and a description was obtained of the vehicle, and the suspects described as 4 black males. No further details. The complainant advised his vehicle was on fumes because he did not have an opportunity to gas up. He was not given opportunity when he was carjacked at gunpoint.
The Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo says the SUV did, in fact, run out of gas. The four carjackers bailed out, and only to encounter a man who turned out to be a priest. One of them tried to kill the priest, firing several shots at him, but his gun misfired. And that's when the suspects beat up and robbed the priest. Police soon caught up with the suspects again. That's when the gun battle erupted and the officer was shot. He is in guarded condition this morning. One of the carjackers, again, is dead, two in custody, and police are still looking for the fourth.
Harrison Keller has been selected to be the state's next higher education commissioner. He'll hit the job running as he works to get more and more Texas students ready for college. KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox has more.
Keller says making sure Texas high school kids are more career and college ready is essential in order for Texas to hit its 60-30 goal of having 60% of college-age kids with a degree by 2030, and the data bears that out.
That's something that we're going to have to do a lot better on, especially for populations that historically have not been represented, so our Hispanic population, our African-American population, our low-income population.
The high cost of a degree will also hurt the 60-30 goal.
Sure needs to be more affordable, and it needs to be more predictable for families.
Amazon will open its new regional air hub in Fort Worth next month.
The development at Alliance Airport is the first build-to-suit project in Amazon's effort to build its own regional air cargo facilities across the country for its Amazon Air network. Company officials say it will speed up delivery for products ordered through Amazon. The Fort Worth facility will also create about 300 new jobs. Amazon is holding a career day for people interested in applying for those positions next week.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.